Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Hello people, welcome to another episode of Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunuga. It's been what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks? How long? I don't know, but it's good to be back again. And as always, in the studio is that guy.
I like what you said, as always. So I've been keeping attendance, obviously.
Yeah. It's good. Sometimes I've even here before, which is nice.
Man. I never delay my money yet. Now why they come on time? If not.
What are you trying to say?
And I delay my money now.
Nah, that's a lie.
When last one I pay me?
I'm not allowed to speak about that here. Forget. Anyway, how are you doing, Ife, man? What's going on?
I'm good. Yeah. It's been a very, very interesting few weeks.
Yes, yeah.
We have a lot to talk about.
It's a very special episode, this one. Like, we'll really talk about... We're talking about football, but we're not really talking about things that... But we're going to talk about things that are happening outside of the pitch. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. Let's start at home. As they always say, charity begins at home. I don't know what that means, but like, man, maybe you explain to me later if you... Gennaro, seems Papa has left the building. He's been sacked.
It's not confirmed officially by the NFL, of course.
But like some, you know, our good sources, I can name one, Shina Okoleji, he's put it out. He's even put out somebody that the NFL are going to likely speak to soon, but let's see how it goes. Are you happy with that, Gennaro, leaving?
I mean, I'm not happy with the timing of the sack, but then I am happy with the sacking itself, because I feel like we haven't been playing good football, and Nigeria is a very proud footballing country. We have a good footballing heritage, and we've always had, I think, a very, very large pool of talent to pick from. So it's never been a problem of, oh, we don't have the players to pick. But
especially this period,
you know,
set, there are loads of Nigerian players that they look very good. They look like we should be challenging like the what they call North Africans in terms of players with skill and everything, unlike the previous sets.
Right now, it seems like the North African teams have the monopoly on good football, attractive football. And it almost seems like when Gennaro first came to the national team setup, we had a very good, attractive style of play, but somehow he's regressed. And people have been constantly calling for his head, but he's been getting the results. Now the thing about
But we know the reason why they didn't sack this guy early now.
Yes, of course. First of all, I think it's not, you don't sack someone that you're owing.
Yeah. I think the reason why they've let him go now is because they've agreed how they are going to pay his fees, you know, instrumentally and everything.
Something like, yes.
Yes.
It's been a very, very long time.
Is down to the NFF now, not him.
I've personally been one of the people that has been, you know, calling for a change of manager, because we need something fresh, we need something new. We have AFCON coming up in January. Now, that's why I feel, you know, it has been a very bad period to sack him. But I guess they were waiting for this round of qualifiers to finish before they sacked him, which makes sense, because bringing a new manager into that period with all that pressure on his head won't be good for the Nigerian national team, especially because we know how much income is going to come from what's it called, the Nigerian team going to the World Cup. It's going to bring a lot of money, and you know,
Nigeria has to be at the World Cup. Forget all this money and everything.
No, I mean, I'm thinking of what the NFF is going to be thinking about.
Okay, yes.
And obviously, their number one target every 4 years is to qualify for the World Cup. African giants, as we call ourselves. So now,
Gennaro has always done that.
We have the AFCON coming up. I don't think we're going to win it, and because of that, even though I feel like we should still go in there with the mindset of trying to win it, but then even if we don't win it, I want to see that whoever they bring in is able to switch up the play, make things more exciting, get the ball zipping much quicker. Let's have some form of identity. Are we playing long balls? Are we playing through the fullbacks? We have like decent fullbacks, you know, that with a little bit of coaching, maybe it can be our own Cancelo and Walker. I don't know.
Our trend.
No, I didn't say that. This is not a Liverpool podcast, so I didn't want to make those sorts of comparisons.
Our Robertson.
You're a very shady guy. I don't like, you're very rude.
I feel you're looking for too much to me. I just feel like we should get back to how we used to play.
No, we need to demand better of our team because the players are there.
We have good attackers, though, I know, but in terms of midfield and defense,
if we can break that second round jinx that we have, I believe that at the World Cup, it's been a knockout competition. It's really anyone's game, and I say that respectfully to the bigger the European teams and the CONMEBOL team. Mm. We're not that bad.
Where are you getting all this optimism from?
Don't make me cuss you out on
anyway,
this podcast.
Anyway,
very unpatriotic of you.
I don't know. Anyone, just pick one. Pick one for me. We're being linked to Mladen Krstić. I can't pronounce it properly.
That's
I don't know.
Mladen Krstić.
Is that Krstić?
Yeah, Krstić.
Mladen Krstić. He was coach of Serbia in the 2018 World Cup. He took Serbia there, and I think the NFF will be speaking to him next week or so. So he might be our next manager.
Is he ready to get old salary?
That's another thing, man. Because I know before Raw, they were going to get Paul Le Guin. Paul Le Guin was not sure about him getting paid. That was why he didn't take the job.
Yeah. Understand? I mean, we're very notorious for having these very, less than ideal working conditions. Mm. And you don't want to sully your CV as a manager with all them type of things. Because all of us as listeners, us on the podcast, when you're working and you're not getting your regular money.
I mean, you were not coming now. You said they were not
paying. It'll affect your,
your morale. Performance.
Yeah, performance. Morale low. Yeah.
Anyway, let's see how it goes. What can we expect from him though? Like, what are the changes that you want to see now? You know, you have talked about the style of play. What else do you want to see? Should the right players, should they be called up? You understand? Are we going to still lean back to Ighalo again? You understand? Is he going to lean to him for experience? Or
when you're calling players and then they feel like they have certain shirts in the team because of, I don't know, their experience or because, and this is not to, I'm not throwing any shade at the NFL, but you feel like, oh, somebody back there is rooting for me that I'll always get called up. Mm. It causes the team to get complacent. Mm. They feel like, oh, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work too much against the team. And that's going to show in how they move on the pitch as well.
Okay.
You want players to be hungry to wear the shirt. And they have to feel like their positions are not certain. If you feel like your position, you have to work to be in this team. To work, they're going to give 110 on the pitch every time.
Okay.
Because you feel like, if I drop a certain level, guys are going to come in and take my spot.
Because especially right like now, that, right that, now, that right
now,
position,
right now, like, right now, it doesn't feel that way.
See Manu Dennis, you know, how he's killing it in Watford, Teremofi as well, and so all these players they need like a chance. And Taiwo Awoniyi as well, he's only been called up once, and he's like he's what third highest goal scorer in the Bundesliga.
No offense, this Taiwo Awoniyi issue is very, very dear to my heart because
don't go to your
no,
side.
No,
just talk.
The lack of call ups caused him not to get work visa for a few years. That was part of why he wasn't able to factor into Klopp's plans because he was the player that Klopp liked.
Mm.
I will knock your head. You're laughing at me.
You give Klopp good PR. Well, let's not lie. Klopp don't like it. Let's not lie.
Okay, let's now, based
lie.
On what?
Let's not lie. Klopp don't like
it. Klopp
don't fancy him. We all know this. Don't try and force anything.
He texted you.
Yes. No. We all know this. If you know the truth.
I don't know it.
You know the truth.
I don't know
don't try and form.
I don't know. No, I don't know it.
That's real. Fair. We'll talk about that one another day. What the new manager. What are his targets?
I think
in terms of AFCON, obviously he has to go for the World Cup. That one is set.
Yes,
but in terms of AFCON, what are you looking at? Like, what are the things you're expecting him to do?
Well, Nigeria definitely. We have to medal to a minimum.
Okay.
So minimum third place, okay. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball has.
If he doesn't get that, is there a problem?
I mean, he's not going to get sacked.
Obviously.
But then. If you don't medal, now people are going to start looking at the style of play, whether or not there's promise.
Okay.
Because if you don't medal, but then there are signs here and there, maybe you know you don't qualify for the you don't go past certain round because of some kind of big error, like a big player error and type of thing. People can say, okay, fine, they were playing well, but so unfortunately this person did that. God forbid it to not happen.
Okay.
Nigerian in me. First of all, I cover all our players with the blood of Jesus. No one go. Shall cross into our net.
I know even one plus to the after yet, they're already praying. You start from the beginning.
You start now. You build a good foundation. Anyway. No, they drop advertisements for any man of God.
No, I know they drop advertisements. I just talk because you did pray already. So I know that's that. Whenever I enter pitch, they pray.
Why pray for football? Coach? You think football is played in the physical? Are you joking here?
There's no God in football.
I'm not going to talk to you about
just
this.
Do the right things. When I say do the right thing, including the current things, I won't say anything.
Oh God, okay.
Yeah, so Guerrero is gone. Nigerians are happy. Hopefully, get the right coaching. We'll see how it goes from there.
Are we going on a break?
Yeah, we're going on a break.
We're going to talk about some more sacking.
Obviously, yes. Now, this episode is strictly about managers. Strictly about managers. Okay, we're back, people.
We bring it back again.
Oh yeah, those guys are back.
Yeah, they are back. Krita,
I beg, if you get money, send us money too. I beg.
Yeah, so. But I said we'll break up, we'll come back.
No, did they send them money?
No, but.
Did they send them
money? Somebody wants to send them money, but they didn't have this.
They have money, though. We don't have money. What do you send us money?
Send money, oh. In fact, we're breaking up. You guys are breaking up.
That's what we break up.
Yes,
so did they break
we're
up?
Breaking up now. Okay. This episode says all good, but this is how we're closing it. We're breaking up. This is the breakup episode.
Ole is gone. Yeah, speaking of breaking up, like Ole and United, you know, things don't break up for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm sounding sad or something.
I'm sad. I don't know about you. My feelings so deep in my feelings.
Yeah. Okay, what happens to him? Let's be serious now. Like, let's talk about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, man. His time at United.
Sorry, please. A moment of silence for the wheel.
They need a new driver.
That was a very short moment of silence.
Are we doing that?
I thought we were observing it.
For what, though?
The wheel.
We don't sack. They don't sack other managers. We don't do 1 minute
this
silence.
This one's special. Okay. Now, my guy with this. Who tell Don Claude your main papa? Who tell you say me pop on this guy? It was 2-1 up on the 90 plus. Ah God, I'm tired. CAG baby for crowd, guy the bone face. Ah, it is what it is actually. My God. Who tell them say me and pop on actually? Pep scored 2.
And I scored 5 too.
No, our one is different.
But I just pop one button. I don't pop 2 buttons.
As we do that thing, we realize we don't mess up. They told the group chat, say, come, everybody calm down. We need him at least till January. He didn't even get to Christmas. Hey. Anyway, it was long overdue. Mm. I mean, as they're my enemies.
When you say long overdue, where are you? Where's your range from? Where's the start? Where did you feel like
so
you should have
a new manager in the summer.
In the summer.
Full preseason with the new manager, start out fresh.
But they finished second.
Okay.
They got the finals of the Europa League.
Okay.
So, I mean, they lost on penalties.
I mean, it would have been harsh, but if he lost, as he lost that final, fan base would have gone with it. That's something you have to understand that sometimes.
They didn't ask for a sack then, no.
What did they want?
They just felt like, oh, this is good progress. Next season, sign the right players.
You know what? We're not going to agree on that being too early because me, I personally.
No, no, no. I'm not like doubting you. I'm just saying when you, if that's what you feel, that's good. Oh, you understand? But me, I felt like after the Liverpool game, that's how I felt.
No, I mean, they've already been on a losing streak before the international break. Mm-hmm. So even if they didn't sack summer, like when any reasonable United fan would have called, let me tell you, I was online. They were, no, I was. And they were.
You had to call Kalu.
No. Kalu, my guy. I love him. But besides Kalu, man, at least there's a section of the fan base that wanted a new manager in the summer, regardless of the results.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, yes, I agree with you. Because my point is, it wasn't as rampant.
When you see the performances and then you see the results, you can sometimes realize that the results are like a smoke screen for what's going on. Okay. And the smoke screen really started fading like hard and fast during this period. And now they're going to try and they have an interim manager, which is essentially just the guy that was behind Ole's number two. Now they're going to try and find three managers now in one season, I think, or three head coaches in one season. I don't know what title they're going to use for Carrick. But now they have to go find another manager and bring him in the middle of a season that possibly the title is done for them. What they need to do now is try and assure their what's called qualification from the Champions League group.
Okay.
Qualify for the Champions League again, obviously. And maybe win one of the domestic cups.
Okay.
Because I don't think, first of all, I don't think they're going to win Champions League. They can't win the Champions League.
I get everything you're saying, and I get yes, there are some part of the fan base that already wanted him out. Like
sack one of the international breaks. But sack him.
My own take on it is, I understand why they did not sack him.
Okay.
Because like there was progress. You get yes, so they. I understand that what some people didn't.
What did they come the season before?
Fourth. Man. It was eighth, fourth. No, sixth, fourth, second. Yeah, so like there was progress. The problem was he didn't just win the trophy. That was what the problem was. So obviously this season was the key season for him, where if you didn't win the trophy.
But if there was some more progress, why didn't they stick with him after the Watford loss?
I'll tell you where I felt they should have sacked him. And I said it was after the Liverpool loss.
I mean, Fergie had four runs too.
But Fergie had too many. Fergie was. Fergie lost how many games in a row that even his son was telling him that. I think he has to leave the job. His own son, like this one, is not even fans. His son was telling a fam, it's time to go, but he was still there. But obviously, football has evolved, and there's no time for that anymore. If you don't get results, they will kick you out. So, my own point is, after the Liverpool game, he should have been sacked. Obviously, yeah, the Tottenham game, as you said, that was a smoke screen. For Tottenham, they were not good at all. They were not interested. You should have gone to get your manager then. You should have gone to get Conte then. But you said, okay, no, that you still stick with him. This sticking with him now has cost you guys a good manager, one. And then two, you now want to bring in another interim manager. This one, forget even Carrick now. You want to bring in another interim manager. Why don't you just find a manager and give him 18 months? You understand? Put some sort of thing in the clause.
Okay. That's a standard Chelsea contract.
That's what Conte is even on.
18 months,
you understand? Don't, because this is it now. You bring in another interim manager. You know, everything is well, they start playing well again, they start getting points. Ferdinand will come and be like, sign him up. Everybody's just to sign him up. And you have to sign him up because,
I don't know. I don't know of any other club that has, maybe apart from maybe Arsenal or Arsenal, that has very influential old boys club, you know. But they are very, like, their words mean a lot when they speak. Fans listen. It seems also the club listens
as
well.
No, the thing about it is, when Ole was getting all the results early in his career, the wisest thing to do was to sign him. I know Poch was free then. Poch was like the ideal manager for them then. But the wisest thing for them to do then was to sign him. Obviously, cheaper wages. He's already like, all the players, they like him already. They still even like him now. So, because, I mean, after the Watford game, Fernandes was shouting at the fans that they should not boo him, that they should boo us as well, that we're part of the problem, which I agree with 100% because I don't understand.
Yeah, it's also very funny that, I don't know if you can just spare 1 minute to just say, the players have also been terrible during this run as well.
Terrible!
And I think sometimes it begs the question why, even as a fan myself, we fall very guilty of blaming managers solely.
Really? Forget that, though. We have to find somebody to blame. Obviously, and the first person
and the manager is easily expendable.
Yes, first person. But my own point now is, if he's like you're coming to record in the studio, and then your voice is not so loud, at some point you in your head you think that okay, after listening to maybe a recording or an episode, and your voice is not loud, the next episode you want to shout more, you want to speak out more, right? So what's happening? Like, in your mind, you'll be like, oh, we're not playing well. Let's do something now. Is somebody not speaking to somebody? You understand? Like, what is going on?
My fear now is this. You know, and sometimes sacking the manager actually does something, is that it provides clarity to the fans. Because now, there's no manager that has been the root of our problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same group of 25.
Yes.
and then they lose again. Now, if they lose again now, what's called to Villarreal, this is a very big game. Who are they going to pick on now? Who is going to be the problem?
They will now start looking at the players now. They will now start looking at the players.
For a while, Pogba was catching a lot. Imagine one player was catching heat for the whole group at some point, which I thought was very ridiculous.
No, other players call heat now. Fred always gets heat all the time.
Fred,
no, the Pogba one is understandable because you want him to give you 100% in all the games, man.
Mm.
One for the amount they bought him for, one, two, for the type of caliber of player he is.
Yeah.
Well, the point is, they never found like a good, how I put it, a good system for him. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And now let me break that down. At France, let me go back to the World Cup 2018. France, he had who? Matuidi and
Kante.
Matuidi played on the wing, but it was like inverted.
Starting position is really not.
Thank you. Yeah, he was inverted. Every time Pogba goes forward, you see him talking, blocking. Kante too, discipline. At United, he probably just has one person. That's why Ole went for McFred and this and started playing him on the left.
Yeah.
That's one. Juventus, where he was so good, where he showed himself, he had Daddy Pello and Vidal beside him. You understand? You get? And they all complimented each other. It's not as if, we're doing this for Pogba. They all complimented. He won't play game in all the games. He won't play well in all the games now.
Yeah.
Even at the World Cup, did he play well in all the games? He didn't play well in all the games. That one is understandable. You get? So, this next manager now, obviously, we don't know if Pogba is going to sign a new contract or not.
Yeah.
We don't know, but whatever happens,
Pogba
is a footballer right now. He's a footballer for Manchester United right now. This next manager, whoever the person is going to be, you have to find a system that suits Pogba, that suits Fernandes, and that suits Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go back to where everything started falling to shambles for Solskjaer, for me. One was at the beginning of the season, I think they trashed Wolves 5-1. No, they were scoring goals left, center.
Yeah.
I mean, Greenwood was on the form of his life. You had a team that you were building on from last season. You now went to disrupt that team by signing Ronaldo because you didn't want Ronaldo to join your rival.
Which, by the way, I thought was a very...
It doesn't make any sense.
It was a very weird rumor, and I don't even know if there's any foundation to it.
If he was going to join City, right?
It feels like something that was said to justify the signing of Ronaldo. United probably put that out there to justify the signing of Ronaldo.
You have Rashford that's coming back, quality player. Okay, Martial, off and on, we don't know. You have Cavani. You even convinced Cavani to stay one more year because he wanted to go to Boca Juniors.
Cavani is in shit. He's
their best striker now. The best striker. You have Cavani. You have Greenwood. Very good player as well. You understand? There's a forward line there that you're building already. You understand? Like, obviously, the main... Now, everybody. Every fan.
Right now, because Ronaldo doesn't get subbed up as well, it definitely feels like he's taking minutes down for others.
That one is not even this thing. Ronaldo has to play. Well, you want to be benching him. You should be seeing Ronaldo on the bench. That's why you bought him. Oh, you just bought him. Okay, let's preserve him because you're at City now. You know, you're popping goals, everything.
That's madness.
No sense. There's no sense in that. You already built your team. The one thing that was missing now is the midfield. Go and find yourself a defensive midfielder, man. Go and do that. Just do that. Every United fan was crying for that. Every United fan.
Why is Roy King was a DM, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Where is their Roy King?
Kilo and Roy King.
Matic,
his legs are gone.
I know Roy is a DM, but I'm trying to be funny here.
Matic, his legs are gone. McTominay is box to box, not a DM. Fred, not a DM. Pogba, he can't do it without somebody beside him. Fernandes is a goal scorer. So, like, you understand? Sign a DM now. You have to come there. Too many DMs. You tell me if you give Leicester 50 million, they will not give you.
Teams right now are playing free flowing attacking ball in front of United. They're not like maybe using dead balls or some form of.
No, free. The middle is free.
Good ball.
The middle is free.
Quality ball. Look at Manu Dennis, man.
The middle is free. They were playing it through the middle. It's not as if they went to the byline to cross or something. Middle is free, man. You understand? Teams have always dominated them. And when teams dominate you, that means your midfield is weak. So you should have sorted out that in the transfer window.
It feels like Ole now is booking another ticket to Norway. Or is he driving? I don't know.
That one depends on them, man. So, next. Yeah. Who can they get next?
I'd have said maybe get Stevie G, but...
Are you joking?
Why would I joke about that?
Why should... Which Stevie G?
So he can take them further into the ground. What do you think?
Do you think he will do that? He's not a stupid person, no.
I can only dream.
It's even shock you, Zeb. He will do well. He will beat you people out of you. And he will celebrate.
This nigga out here just creating nightmares.
So
wake me up now.
You know what? Let's take a break, sir. I'll wake you up. You don't wake, if you?
I'm awake.
From the dream, man.
Don't ever say that thing again.
I'm lying, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, eh?
No, apologize to me. Apologize to Steve Jarrett, man. He would never do that to me.
He will never sign for United, Abby.
Even if he did, he would lose the match against us.
Okay. Quickly, who can they get, man? Let's talk of Lopetegui. Let's talk of Ten Hag. Let's talk of Laurent Blanc. Let's talk of Wayne Rooney. You know?
Wayne Rooney is in the trenches right now. I don't know. But he would,
I think interim basis they can get him now.
But maybe. I think optics wise, I don't know if they want to get another legend, you know, in the hot seat. Because now it's looking like they're running the club on nepotism. Like based on my papa knows somebody for the year. You can get him in. Please get someone that knows what they're doing. Not to say that Ole didn't know what he was doing, but he was a bit overwhelmed by the club and the occasion. And it started to show after the initial honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Because this not to say that...
Because immediately signed the contract.
Things are never going to be perfect at football clubs.
Mm.
But you know, when the honeymoon period passes and then you meet some trials and tribulations, how you handle that is going to really show, like, you know, how the club is going to progress under your leadership.
Mm.
And like you said, after he signed the contract...
After he signed the contract, that was when things just... started being, because I think we did play. I can't remember. I know they lost the game. Then I think he won the tie against these people. What's their name now? He won the tie against PSG.
He
signed the contract after that. I remember, because you know, after that game, that was when Ferdinand did that stuff, signing him up.
Sign him up.
So. I think after that, things just started being shaky. Yeah, his spell was kind of good, yeah, but no trophies, and right now things are not rosy. But for the next manager, I feel Laurent Blanc can be a good fit in terms of interim. In terms of interim, and this is strictly interim. And obviously, I don't even like the interim thing. I prefer 18 months.
No, they've pigeonholed themselves into this position. They don't have a choice. This is how they have to move.
No. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Get a manager for 18 months now.
But they want, and you can,
there will be easier clauses to sack him. You get, like the clauses that were on this man's contract. What's his name now? Former sports boss before Conte.
Mourinho.
No, Mourinho, now come around.
Sorry, my bad. That was far back. Nuno.
Why you did this, Nuno?
It wasn't. I mean, here for a good, not a long time, man. I don't think people are really going to remember
this is the manager show. Nuno, no vex, I've been here. You're a sports manager. So, on Nuno's contract, if you didn't make top four, they will have sacked him and he won't get any pay. You won't get any
severance pay
or anything. You get, so they could do that for the next manager, because you bring someone interim now and he does well, you have to sign him. Do you understand?
So now you're signing another contract.
Yeah.
Just have one long contract that can be easily terminated.
No, it doesn't have to be long. That's why I say 18 months. 18 months is not long. Now. 18 months is a year and a half, Abi. That's what they did for Tuchel. Tuchel won the Champions League, and they improved his contract. And you understand, you deserve it. And I'm sure that's what they're going to do for Conte too. Because Conte will probably, I don't know why I'm saying this, but Conte will probably take Spurs into one of the European. See, I feel looking at me like, is this tired?
I don't know what this guy is saying, man.
He'll probably take Spurs to one of the European places. They will sign him on a long-term deal.
At some point this season, that if the season doesn't go belly up, they might need that conference league. As if things don't change. Because they have a very strong team. The caliber of opposition they're facing in that competition is not exactly, you know, it's not...
Yeah, true.
They can go toe-to-toe.
Mm-hmm. Even the people that are going to fall into the competition from the Europa League.
So now, what can happen is that if they don't, what's it called now, if they don't do well in the league, they can start looking at other avenues to get into Europe.
And then he'll get his large contract. So whoever this new manager is going to be for United, just give him an 18-month deal, man. Simple. It's not hard.
Please, let's talk about managers that are doing well.
No. We're still talking about Ole now and United. Okay, next. This thing.
Guy madman.
We got a message from one of our friends. K-Wonder. Remember K-Wonder? He said we should discuss how the EPL is becoming a hub for elite managers at the moment. There's even space for one more now, if they can convince Zidane. And let's talk of his wife not wanting to leave Manchester.
Man, I wonder how the people of Manchester feel. People don't like their city like that.
Rain the fall too much.
But they have drainage now. At least on like some other city.
See, you just woke up in the morning, just they see rain. You won't come out. You say, I'm going out tomorrow.
But does it flood?
Are you dissing us?
Yes.
Is that won't come out work for Nigeria now?
I don't call anybody's name because that guy looking at murder and I don't want to make him come out.
No, calm down. Hey, you didn't go too far.
I didn't call anybody's
focus.
Name.
We're talking football, football.
Oh, voila. It's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But fix your drainage, man.
Oh, God. Focus on football.
Yes. No, voila. Yeah.
So, like, the rumors of Zidane's wife not wanting to the job, but I mean, another elite manager in the Premier League, Zidane, and that would be very, very. I mean, you always call the Premier League a soap opera.
Yeah.
What do you got? The days of our lives. So it'll be good if they can get Zidane, if they can convince
Zidane. If the Premier League was a TV show, I think it would be Game of Thrones. In terms of, you know, the budget, the amount of attention that it gets, the massive fan base all around the world, and you know all the major characters in each area of the show.
Who be Jon Snow?
No, no.
It could be Ollie now. They just banish him.
This guy, you know what? Clearly, you came here with a vendetta.
Which vendetta? There's no vendetta. I liked Ollie. I loved him.
What was the Aston Villa angry against United during his tenure? Was it good?
He beat us only once in the FA Cup.
That's not your best friend. But
yeah. I love him. I love him, man. I love him too much, man. But I'm so angry.
It's common. I feel like it's just reasonable that the Premier League will attract such high level quality of managers because they're paying the best salaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fairly straightforward.
And then, like, you'll be popular. There's no how. You'll be popular, man. Like, whoever you are, man. Popular. So.
Primarily, managers are any. I think the only outlier you would have maybe Diego Simeone at Atletico Madrid.
It's just that one.
It's more of a, we're giving him so much because we don't want anybody else to snap him up.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I feel like it is inevitable. Simeone is going to come to the Premier League one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He can't be there forever. He can't be at Atletico forever.
I mean, unless they build some kind of dominance in La Liga.
Still, he'll get tired.
No, it's
because I mean, there were some seasons ago that he reduced his, what do they call it now? He reduced his contract. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all thought that, maybe, because I think Inter were lurking that time. So we all thought, okay, Inter is next job. And he has always like said it that he would like to coach Inter one day. So, well, obviously, to be at the back of his mind that almost everybody that I would like to compete with is in this league. I would obviously like to go there. I want to test my managerial skills there. So,
personally, I feel like the whole thing.
And then Newcastle.
the whole thing about building, going for new challenges sometimes can be very overrated. Because I think the biggest challenge as an Atleti supporter who is an Atleti manager is to build a dominant.
He's an Inter supporter. But keep going.
Wait, but I mean,
he's keep going. Also, keep going now. Keep going.
He's also an athletic. I mean, he played for the club as well.
Because you play for the club doesn't mean you're a fan.
So he's not an athletic fan.
This guy is an Arsenal fan.
Is that what you're saying? He's not an athletic fan.
No, I'm just telling you.
He doesn't support.
I'm
athletic.
Just telling you. I'm just saying.
You're saying rubbish, man.
Oh, how?
You're saying rubbish.
How? I say rubbish.
Don't piss me.
Oh yeah. Gerrard is an Aston Villa fan.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, Moka, I'm sorry, Neil. Give me.
You speak in English on this podcast, and you speak proper English. Come. No mother tongue on this podcast.
So you don't want us to celebrate our languages here? Eh? You don't want us to promote our languages here?
Bilingual guy that is rubbing it in my face. I don't like it.
I'm not... How is he bilingual? Not bilingual.
Where was that?
Okay.
He likes the club. I think one thing that he would do for his legacy...
I was just joking. Yeah, obviously, he's an athletic fan.
One more thing. I think one thing unfinished business he has with the club is trying to win the Champions League.
Okay.
So you can say that maybe if he takes... maybe that off his list, even if he doesn't, you know, but if he takes it off, like maybe very early, maybe this season or next season, we can start saying, oh, he's done what he has done at the club, legacy sorted. I mean, legacy already sorted now, but I mean, legacy even more sorted. Maybe he'll now, other clubs can start. And you know, when you're a Champions League winning manager, definitely people are going to come looking for you.
Now, I say Newcastle.
Now it's be Nadem the Russians.
True. Strong talk there. Okay, as you said, let's talk about the new managers that have come into, you know, new jobs.
Class on, new students in the class.
So yeah, I'll give you the floor because I know you want to speak about.
Want to announce some of them are returning, some of them are fresh. Yeah.
Some of them ran away. Some of them lost their first game. Yeah. Cast them some slips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go.
Which one? Who lost their first game?
Van Bronckhorst now. Rangers.
So we want to go there.
Do you want to start there? I've already called his name.
Giovanni. Amolomo. You don't know the shoes you are playing are very big.
It's funny because Gerrard never won like any cup of me. He just won the title.
Yeah, that's all he won. But he did win it invincible.
But is it not funny? Yeah, no, that's good. No, even winning the title alone is good. But was not 10 years, Abi?
10 years, no.
Abi, how many years dominance did Celtic?
Yeah, Celtic were going to win 10 in a row.
Anyway, in terms of Van Bronckhorst, man, I'll just say he was unlucky. Cause like,
well, assessing him off his first, no, second.
No, game. when I say unlucky, I'm not assessing him. When I say
Andy
unlucky,
Townsend, is that you?
I didn't pick one or two ones, you get me? Yeah, so even your Lekkinis.
If that guy becomes a manager, we're finished because every post-match press conference, say, yeah, well, I think we're very unlucky.
Unlucky because. I mean, your first game can be a semi-final now. You understand? It's anybody's game when it comes to be when it's a semi-final. So that's why I felt like it's unlucky. But
I think
we'll see how it will go. Let's
focus on
next manager.
Just for Gerrard, because I mean,
Stevie G, let's go.
Big shoes to fill. You know, Dean Smith.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for cutting you off. The point I wanted to make is, I don't think that job is really attractive in terms of Celtic and Rangers, and this is why. You know, when Celtic were about to do the treble, that's when Leicester came for Brendan Rodgers. And he left. Now, I mean, this is a trophy that you have not won. And you could like, well, you will want to win it. And you're in the semi-final. He ran away. He didn't even waste any time. Boom. I want the Aston Villa job.
It signals the times that we're in. The Scottish Premier League, or SPFL as you know, is right now a stepping stone league. And they just have to accept it as it is. Fans are going to have their feelings hurt constantly.
Yeah.
At least until maybe something drastic happens, maybe financially in their league. But don't worry, this isn't going to be the last time that Celtic and Rangers fans are going to get their feelings hurt. Yeah.
Okay. I think the hierarchy, they know already. They don't even waste time. Speak about Stevie G on his first game, Aston Villa, and what you expect to see from him.
Attacking football. In his title winning season, defensively, amazing.
So even this game, Mings and Konza, they were too good, man. I think the whole team just defended.
Mings as well, you know, he's been coming under a lot of criticism. Now I know that it's not his job to score goals, but it's always nice to score a goal as a footballer in general.
Thank God he didn't do the Maguire celebration.
He's smarter than that, I think. Yeah.
Fine.
I didn't say that. I said he's smarter than that.
Yeah, okay.
Maguire is smart. Tyrone Mings is smarter.
I don't hear you.
Yes.
They try dribble.
Omo.
If you want to attack Maguire, attack him straight. Don't be passing corners.
They call me Young Dino, man. What can I say? Yeah.
So, what do you think he will take Aston Villa this season? What do you expect to see?
They have a very good team. I mean, the names on paper, exciting names. Fresh faces, you know. They have the Leon Bailey, Buendia, and I feel like I'm missing one person. Ings, yes. You know, Ings already he's known quantity in the league. Buendia also a little well known as well in Championship, and when Norwich came up the last time, he's known as well. Maybe the unknown quantity in a way is Leon Bailey, but those are players.
And he has shown himself. He has shown he's a quality player.
Attack wise. That's something to work on. You have Ollie Watkins as well, that was already there at the club.
Yeah.
Then defense,
wonderful goal.
The defense is largely the same. It's a squad that you feel should maybe, you know, maybe in the Conference League or Europa League, you know, because they want to be in Europe.
Yeah, most definitely. With all the money that they spend.
I mean, maybe people might have forgotten, but Aston Villa are typically one of the largest supporters. They won the Champions League, I think, twice or once?
Once.
And they have a big fan base in England and across the world too, as well. So let's not act like just because they've only been back for a few seasons now, maybe we feel like we're going to underrate them or anything. They have lofty aspirations, and they feel like Stevie G and Aston Villa feel like they're a perfect fit because of what their goals are, and their goals are aligned together. You know, it's like, it's risky, but then it's going to be a fun journey for them, and it's going to be very exciting to watch. I personally am very happy to see my legend back in the Premier League. Let's see more often.
December 11th.
So, why are you
pressing
that?
I'm all for you.
Nico Vini. Idea boy. I feel you. December 11th, you know. It's going to be a festive reunion.
Emotional day.
Yeah.
Emotional day.
Jingle bells.
How you feel if they nick it? How you even feel him like shouting for calls against you guys? Man?
It's going to be weird.
Are you guys going to boo him?
I think it's going to get easier because this probably is going to be the first, but it's definitely going to be the last time it's going to be in the dugout against Liverpool. This is job now. It's going to get easier, I guess, with time.
Okay.
That's what I can say. We have to kind of separate our emotions for 90 minutes and then, you know, come
and then you hug him.
Because he's our boy. Or he's our man. He's our guy. He's my guy.
He's your boy.
That's my dad.
Oh, isn't my dad? He comes as a Wenger, man. Granddad. Yeah, Dean Smith, Norwich. Obviously, that one is revenge mission, and that one is not.
I don't even understand. Yeah. They suspended him from school, but then they rescinded the suspension.
Another school picked him
up. Yeah, picked him up.
This guy, you have AIDS,
what happened?
Oh, yeah, come to us.
Just come here, don't worry, we can take him in. And look at now, Norwich all of a sudden now. I mean, back to back wins,
man. And I mean, they're in there, they're 19th. I mean, how many points from
if we're just judging off of the first game back, you know, the Norwich hierarchy now, I haven't justified sacking Daniel Farke. I mean, it's just one game.
Yeah,
we're not going to know who people are. But you saw that even the way they won the game, they went a goal behind, but their heads didn't go down, and they played very good ball.
They got
their 9th scoring. Timo Pukki scored. It's going to be key. Get 15 goals out of him, squeeze some goals here and there from other people, and you stay up. That's why you need to stay up. Some other teams are still being very unserious. The latest OBO in town.
Who is that?
I think they want to start their new era from Championship. Unless maybe they plan on going to the window. So there are definitely teams that Norwich can, what's called, they can leapfrog, get out. If they get out of the zone, because when you get into the period of the December period, when we are having games 48 hours apart,
Nico Vini
games, man, Thursday, Monday, or I don't know, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, you really want to be. If not out of the zone, you want to be nearing it. Because now, at that point in time, your rivals too are also on the ropes as well. Everybody's fighting for their lives. So you need to get your head out. Get your head out. And Dean Smith right now, he's angry. He's angry. His head is hot. Anybody that catches right now, man. Bro, he said that the longest period he's been unemployed since he was 16 was 4 months.
Wow.
This nigga tried to take him out of the game. They tried to take him out of the game. We're saying I'm back, baby.
Okay, It's all good. Yeah, you were speaking about the new OBOs. Anyhow, yeah, he wasn't dug out because
COVID. Get well soon.
Get well soon. Anyhow, but attacking wise, they were different.
Brentford. You saw that his former boys, even though he was not on the touchline, you know, the old guys said, "Let's get the gang back together." Yeah. I mean, that's how Richie,
you know,
involved here and there.
And Callum Wilson as well.
Jonathan got a goal, which I think question marks have been asked about him for a while now. He needs to get more involved in that part of the pitch and be more influential in that area. He could be a very important player for them under this new manager. Everybody, you know, new manager, places are up for grabs. When he's able to, you know, meet his players post-quarantine.
He has met them already,
you know, work with them over an extended period of time. Because now this quarantine period has caused a break with the interaction and everything. You can see, you know, who's ready to, you know, fight for a place, who can do things for me that other players are not willing to do. It's going to be very important that players take their chances. Everybody needs to be awake.
Can he keep them up though?
It's a hard one. It's a very hard one.
They haven't won a game.
Still haven't won a game. We need that first three points, man. That's why it was very, very important for Norwich to get those 3 points before the international break. Because there's some stats about how teams that haven't won a game, game week 12 or something, they haven't stayed up.
Mm.
It's not looking nice for Newcastle, man. Mm. So my mind just tells me that during the window, crazy things are going to happen. Yeah.
But what about Dean? You think Dean can keep Norwich up?
That one's a lot harder. They have 2 wins, yes, which is good for them statistically.
I think they had 5 in their last spell in the Premier League, so he needs to at least beat that. To stay up, you need to win 10 at least. You need to win 10 games.
Yes.
And find one or two draws. Get like 36 points.
The main thing he needs to do is tighten up the defense. All of them tighten up their defenses. And then, you know, when you're playing some of these big teams, you know, those 1-pointers are going to be like 10 points. Not 10 points, but maybe like 3 points for you against big teams.
Okay.
So they're looking to spoil the party for some of these teams that are in Europe as well, because they're going to also be changing their teams because they're playing you. That's when maybe you might see like an avenue to get something. And then when you're playing your mates or those mid-table guys, you need to go for the juggler, man, try and get something. It's a very exciting time for me. I think right now as a neutral fan, as a neutral watching the other team, because the storyline has been refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten. I mean, we already had Claudio already coming. We had Bruno Lage coming as well. So, you know, there's new characters in the story, man.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, we've got.
This guy just seeing the fucking.
I hope that's not trademarked, though. Man, I know Vex. No copyright in it. Yeah, I'm here for it. See, Dana has to no reach. No, do reach. No, do reach Premier League. Breaking Bad, no reach. Call any show. Desperate Housewives, no reach.
Let's talk about the new manager in La Liga, Xavi. How do you see his first game for the club? 1-0 win.
Say with that, I think nine
La Masia players.
I think I saw that as well. You know, I mean, apart from maybe the ones that already established goons, the new ones as well, Elias, Gavi, who else again now? What's his face?
Who's that?
Oh, this boy, oh.
Mingueza has played already.
Yeah. But there's somebody I'm not thinking about. But I think if you're going to give a name for that match, you just, you know. You can go. Thanks for coming. Just happy. You need to just. Everybody now just. A lot of the new managers this weekend started. Either with a point or 3 points.
Yeah. They didn't lose. Which
they
is
didn't
good.
Lose. Even if they drew, you know, the performance was encouraging.
Yeah, encouraging, yes.
And you wouldn't want it any other way as a new manager. Xavi knows that there's a lot of work to be done. He said, I saw some words because I know I'm always concerned about the former Liverpool guys. Some words about Coutinho that I know it's psychological. He can get himself back. He has a big job to do with regards to, you know, getting, because it's not like the players are not good. It's something mental. You feel like you've been down, you can't get back up. Sometimes people don't even understand that managers, aside from the tactical training side of the game,
motivation,
you know, you need to get them feeling like, I'm a bad guy. I can do stuff. I can make things happen. If when you lose that part of your game, you lose your edge. He needs to get Barca their edge back. What are you doing, fam? You're starting.
I didn't stop for you. You know, he dropped some poetic things. That's why he stopped for you.
All right. Yeah, so all these guys I've mentioned now, they have work to do.
Yeah.
If you need to send them, I don't know, what's that guy? Rest in peace, Miles Monroe. Maybe buy them a few copies of his book, you know, Purpose Driven Life. You know, you need to read some books.
Okay. Is there any manager that you're looking? Who is the next manager that's looking like, you know, he's going to leave school soon?
Well, our brother in the Lord, Ancelotti, he's flying, so that one is okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking at some of the lower teams in some of the other leagues. I think maybe.
What about Jose? How's Jose done so far?
Aha.
Shaky.
That's him. That's the one. I think at that time I
really
recorded.
Really? Will they do that?
Looking at the stature of.
He's the highest earner in the Serie A. Has any manager in Serie A?
Things would have to get really bad at Roma. Mm. They've not gotten there yet.
But the way things are going, it's like they're getting there, no?
Small Yanshi shaking.
And then, like, the things from his previous clubs are, like, kind of recurring. He's already freezing out players and saying, these people never play for me anymore.
He's repeating old behavior. I worry about him because at some point now, clubs are going to start looking at your recent CV and they'll be like, we're going to disregard some of the older stuff and look at what's been happening recently, and they'll feel like maybe he's past it. Maybe he might just want to move into TV permanently or something, you know, like a certain Sherwood.
Did you just compare Mourinho to Sherwood?
Mourinho, no vex for me. I never managed. Don't ask me, please.
Maybe go on break, man. Yeah, so if there's any you want to talk about as we wrap up the show.
Raise your voice now.
Is there anything you want to talk about as we wrap up the show? I know you can hear me, but
why your manager won the fight? I thought you no be gentleman close.
No, not anymore.
When did that one start?
What?
I noticed towards the end, even your granddad started doing fisticuffs, very unlike him. Started fighting in his old age. Now the reincarnation wants to square up.
It's very funny because people are like, we don't have class for doing that. But when we did do it, they're like, oh, you need some fights, need some bets. Pick one. Which one do you want from us? You want the gentleman? That was a very funny incident. Like, club will beat Ateta actually if two of them fight. Like,
yeah.
Klopp is big, 6'4". Like, people don't know how tall Klopp is.
I know he's old, but then also, man, Klopp really not trenches guy.
Yeah, not streets though.
Not streets.
Yeah. We don't play for Rangers. You know,
six,
don't play for
streets. Pass. Not to be.
He's a big guy. He feels like a rugged person as well.
I think maybe. And somewhere where people say that little skirmish that happened on
that was what Ginger did.
No, because the crowd, I told this thing about the crowd where it feels like they only turn up for Champions League nights. And the crowd wasn't really supplying the appropriate amount of energy. Finally, the goal came from a set piece. It wasn't like any through, they were shouting and then the goal, they were really pressing or anything. A set piece. But the crowd really needed to do their part. I did not say the players don't have a responsibility, but one of them clubs that the supporters really have a massive
You could tell last season. You could tell
from last season. It doesn't.
Well, let's quickly talk about the game in general. Arsenal were in it.
Apparently, the youngest team in the Premier League.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
I have one or two favorites, but like, I've not really looked at the whole.
Oh, yeah, generally, squad. Yeah, true.
I was very surprised.
Smitty has been giving you points, so Smitty is your boy.
That's my guy.
Yeah, he's my guy.
That's our
books.
That's
we asked about books, you know? Yeah, that boy. Yeah.
Young books, yeah.
So, I mean, Arsenal, yeah. The youngins.
The journey continues. I mean,
the journey continues, but the youngins, they just have to, like, basically get things, do the basics, do the normal things. You understand? You can't just pass the ball back like that. I'm talking of Tavares now. You can't do that, man. You can't do it in any game. You can't just come back and pass. No, that's,
you know, I felt like
that's terrible.
You know, I felt like just based on experience, would I won that match 1-0?
Yeah. Yeah,
it felt like that type of
It felt like that type of game because, I mean, defensively Arsenal were sound, Liverpool broke it, Ramsdale was too good again.
This man was pulling off saves and smiling like the Joker.
He was smiling. What a signing, Arsenal! What a signing, man! I didn't believe in the signing. I was one of them. I'm coming out straight. Yes, I was like, what is Arsenal doing? But man, that was a tip top signing. I mean. What's their name? Sheffield. Come on, Collier, remaining 6 million. Come on, collect. No need for all those add-ons. Come on, Collier, remaining 6 million.
This is one of those wins that, like, it's not in any way like United beating Spurs, because, I mean, Spurs are shambolic, but you can tell that Arsenal definitely have something about them. There are signs here and there. Yeah. So you're wary of losing to them because they're a work in progress. Yeah, and if they beat you, don't give them a lot of energy.
Liverpool did give Arsenal respect.
And man, Arsenal, man, if they iron out those mistakes here and there, you kind of, it's very, you're worried. all I can say is that I don't want my enemies doing too well.
You liked us now.
I like you.
Okay, you liked us because you used to wipe us. You wiped us now, but you used to wipe us out. I get you. Don't worry. No more mistakes. Oh, yeah, there was a mistake, but you know no more mistakes.
You know when you're playing with a baby tiger? When the baby tiger grows up, one day you turn to breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he won't know you anymore. Ingrid will see meat.
Exactly.
We'll meet at the
Emirates. I mean, when City were first bought by the Abu Dhabi guys, baby tiger.
Baby tiger.
Everybody was laughing at them. All of a sudden, breakfast just started appearing everywhere.
They chop everybody.
Everybody that has collected from City. Embarrassing scorelines.
Yes.
Nobody's.
Can't run away from it.
Yeah, so I mean, very entertaining game. I feel like the neutrals are the ones that really had their fun, and then obviously Arsenal are social media darlings, whether they win or lose, especially when they lose. So you know that the Premier League interaction guys that will be happy.
Yeah. Okay, it's all good, man. Is there anything you want to say as we take a break?
Liverpool need to play one or two more games to really convince me that, you know, they can get on that title push, and then we need to get some players back from injuries.
I'm in another story. I don't care about Liverpool. Oh. Is there anything we're missing?
Another story. That's South Africa.
Don't worry, another day.
Woo!
For another day, man. All right, thank you guys for listening as usual. Lohi will be back next week. Unfailingly.
No, he's busy with romantic activities.
You didn't need to.
Is it because we don't have babe on
the
show? No, nah, it's true now. Nobody really gets woman for you, so.
You didn't need to say that, okay? You didn't say that, that's all. Lou will be back next week.
We used to be single, all of us single Pringles.
With Lou.
Lou, he came and switched off the game.
With Louis Connor.
Louis Connor has partner inside now. Connor is, there's no space again.
Yeah. And then also we'll be back next week with all the football. Champions League is back. This is if you're period, you know, December and games are Nico Vini.
So it's plenty.
Our podcast too. Nico Vini. Thank you guys for listening as usual. You know, like, share it everywhere, you know, spread up, you know.
I appreciate it, man. We're about to get into the busiest period of football calendar.
Yeah, man.
I hope you guys are ready to enjoy all the ball that's
give away. There's giveaway. Let's give away. Christmas period. Let's give away. Don't worry.
Be on the lookout.
When that time comes.
I'll be on the listen out.
So bye. Bye.
All right. So you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on
any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.